Welcome to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, featuring one of America's most tenured gardening broadcasters. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. The voice of Mary Traveland, my announcer, and she's with Dixon Brothers. And we have phone lines open for you now. I'll give the numbers again, as she did. 1-800-288-WBAP. A little different sequence there, isn't it? 800-288-9227. If you are in the Fort Worth Dallas Metroplex, you can reach us at 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820. Outside the Metroplex, 800-288-WBAP. Verizon phones, it's #820. And we'll go right back to those phones once you call. And once we talk to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, his report sponsored by Dallas Plumbing. Steve, good morning.
Neil.
Appreciate you joining me today. What's going on at the Botanic Garden?
Well, you know, this is a very interesting time of the year. There are plants that bloom and surprise us during the winter, and one of them is loquat. We have one blooming now behind the garden headquarters building. It's a beautiful little tree. Actually, it makes a small single or multi-trunk tree. It is native to China and Japan. It has beautiful, dense foliage that is very attractive. And then this time of the year, it has clusters of small white flowers that bloom. And later, they produce delicious pear-like fruits in late spring. And this little tree does lend a tropical or oriental effect to the landscape. It's useful as a patio or a courtyard tree. And it takes full sun to filtered sun. It needs well-drained soil. There may be an issue of hardiness. It is hardy to 15 degrees Fahrenheit. The flowers and fruit can be damaged at about 28. So we do have to be careful. But we have this one in a protected place, and it's done well for several years now.
This is one of my favorite small trees. I wanted to grow it as a kid in College Station, and mine always froze, and the one at the Memorial Student Center didn't. And then suddenly, I think it was the great winter of 83, 84, it died.
Mm-hmm.
So it is marginally hardy, with the USDA saying, oh, yeah, well, the zones are shifting northward. People in the urban heat pockets of Dallas and Fort Worth, I think, have a pretty good chance with it. This is an evergreen, small evergreen tree, about the size of a peach or a plum. Tree. It's related to them. And its leaves look like magnolia leaves that have been run through a crinkler.
Yeah.
Or something. You know, I thought it bloomed more in October, November. I've never had one bloom in my landscape. And so, but
ours is blooming right now.
Yeah, that's great. And it's fragrant. It's wonderful.
Oh, I love the
great
fragrance.
Plant,
yes.
Great jam and jelly that you can make if you do get the fruit. All right, and then the next plant you're going to mention, I noticed last night at 11 o'clock as we bid adieu to our son who had come out for a visit. His family's out of town. That mine's blooming, too, and that's leatherleaf mahonia. Love that plant.
Oh, it's one of my favorite shrubs.
Oh, yes.
It is a winter bloomer. It sends up racemes or spikes, really, of these canary yellow flowers that are fragrant, and you'll see lots of bees around them. But the shrub itself is an upright shrub about, 4 feet, 3 to 4 feet or so. I've seen one as tall as 6. But they have leathery, holly-like leaves. And it's actually related to the Nandina, so it has canes on which or from which the foliage grows.
Very defined canes, and the leaves are 15 inches long, but they have multiple leaflets,
almost
like ferns do, and they're really prickly but beautiful.
Very pretty. And the fruit is a dark grayish blue and very attractive, and this is a plant that does well in part shade to shade. It's moderately drought tolerant. I like it.
I do, too. Yeah, it loves the shade. I have probably 25 or 30 at my home, and I have had them for 30 years. I love that plant. I've never seen a problem of any kind with it, of any kind, other than when I had to take out a tree, and suddenly it had a little more sun than it wanted, but otherwise. All right, and you're going to have butterflies in your garden.
Well, actually, they will be in the conservatory. Yes, that is our upcoming exhibit in March. That is March 3 through 8, through April 8. March 3 through April 8. However, you can buy timed entry tickets online now through a link on our website. So now's the time to buy your tickets and get ready for this wonderful event, which will feature about 12,000 butterflies in our conservatory.
And Steve, when you talk about timed entry, that's really critical because it's a popular exhibit, isn't it, when you have it?
Yeah, you buy a ticket to go in at a certain time. So
You have to do that, folks. It's like any other major event. You just got to have the ticket, and you got to be there on time. So, all right. So the website is where you buy those tickets, and what would that website be?
That is fwbg.org.
right, folks, you're listening to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, FWBG. I'll bet you already figured that out. How do they find you, Steve?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
If somebody is there visiting, can the tickets be bought on site? Not the day of, but ahead, or is it only through the website?
We will have on-site ticket sales. We're not set up for that now, but as the time approaches, yes.
Okay, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
All right, so that's where the location is, a couple miles west of and very near Casa Manana and the Stockyards area and the museum area, all of that going on. All right. And the 24-hour information number is your last thing, and if you can get that right, you're getting 100 on your test.
All right, it's 817-871-7686.
Steve, I really appreciate you. A wonderful horticulturist and a dear friend of longstanding. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you Sunday, next Sunday. Okay. That report sponsored by Dallas Plumbing Company. Speaking of longstanding, how about 1903? If you ever do a radio program, I hope you have the opportunity to do an ad for a company that founded in 1903 or somewhere around that time, and I hope you get the same chill up your spine that I do every time I say that. It's a family-owned and operated fourth generation of the very same family. The Downs family has been maintaining the quality, the integrity, the wonderfulness. I don't think I've ever used that word in an ad before, of this company, Dallas Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning, I might add, since 1903. They are the top DFW plumbing, air, and heat by Best Pick Report of Top Quality Home Service Providers and Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence multiple years. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. When you think about Carrier, think about Dallas Plumbing and vice versa. They invite you to come see their new designer and famous brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and much more on display at their kitchen and baths showroom. That's at 11,055. That's five digits, 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. And you'll see our footprints there. We have done all of the fixtures at our home from Dallas Plumbing years and years before I did my first ad for them. I was not selling ads when I went in there. I wanted the best in fixtures, and that's where we shopped. And we're thrilled. Talk to the experts first. That way you know it's going to be the right fixture, and they have the installation crew if you choose. For more information, call them tomorrow at 214-340-6300. They do have Sunday service, and they can put you in contact, so that's an option, but that's also the number for their service during the week. Go to the website at dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300. Dallas Plumbing Company. You've seen those orange and black trucks. DallasPlumbing.com.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very much. Let me give you the phone numbers once again. We have Brian in Longview. I'll let the dance band slow down. Brian in Longview coming in just a moment, less than a moment, whatever a moment is. But I also then will have some lines open for you at 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Verizon is the pound sign, 820. Brian in Longview, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Brian.
I mistakenly resodded an area of my yard with St. Augustine, thinking the grass had just withered out or what have you, but it's got too much shade and the grass has died off again, and we're under a canopy of some pine trees and then some Chinese maples, and I'm looking for a suggestion for either some sort of ground cover or small dwarf plant that I could replace that sod with, and we're talking 20 or 30 square feet here, so not a huge area.
20 or 30 square feet? 20 by 20 feet, or are you talking about 4 by 5 feet?
I'm sorry, 20 by 30 feet.
Okay. I love your call, and most of all, I love the way you presented it, Brian, because this is a very common question, and I usually I don't think I've ever had the call presented the way you did, because usually people say, so I tried St. Augustine, now what can I try? What other grass is shade tolerant? And I have to spend half of my time explaining that there is no grass more shade tolerant than St. Augustine. You're there. You're up to speed and you're ready.
Well, you've educated me. I'm a long-time listener.
Well, super. Well, thank you. I live in the same kind of a shade environment at my home. We live in a pecan forest. You're in a pine forest. And I've had to do the very same thing. And I did the very same thing. I planted St. Augustine. I finally said, you know, I think that might be the problem. I don't think there's enough light in here. And that's how I learned that lesson 25 or 26 years ago. What I have used is I wanted a ground cover that would unify most of the area. And for that, in my landscape, I've used Mondo grass. I've been very happy with it. Now, I don't have just a big bed of nothing but Mondo grass. I've also used shade-tolerant shrubs at my home, things like the Mahonia that Steve just mentioned, leatherleaf Mahonia. I've used Akuba. These are all plants that would do well in Longview. I've used Aspidistra, and you are warm enough that it would make a pretty tall ground cover as kind of a point counterpoint to the fine texture of the Mondo grass. Do you know Aspidistra cast iron plant when you see it? Okay, we lost him. Let me keep going, Brian. It's a plant whose leaves look kind of like canna leaves, and I'm going to assume he can either hear us online or can pick us up. BEP has a wonderful signal. So Aspidistra works well, and then you have the Mondo grass. I've used oak leaf hydrangea. Now, I have a little bit more space than 20 by 30 feet. You wouldn't have room for all of those, but any of the dwarf hollies would work. They would be beautiful, and I believe they would probably be my starting point, would be Carissa holly or dwarf Burford or dwarf Chinese or one of those. Dwarf Yopon, those are the four dwarf hollies, and that will give some continuity to the bed. And if you had, for example, the Mondo grass as the ground cover, that would give you the light, airy texture of a grass without the need for sunlight. And then you could do a contrast of texture with Carissa holly or dwarf Burford holly, or if you have a little more space, you could go to something like Robin holly or Oakland or some of the other ones that get a little bit taller. Robin is one, and Cardinal are two that stay a little bit shorter, at least in my Texas landscape. So that's a start. Shade is not a detriment. It's a wonderful asset and an interesting challenge. It is surmountable, is achievable. Let me tell you right now, as we fill up the lines, again, we have Stephen McKinney, and then we'll have your call if you call right now at 214-787-1820. 800-288-WBAP, that's 800-288-9227. Verizon is #820. I would like to help you do the right things at the right times. I can't help you with a lot of things. I'm not much good on helping you on knowing when to do things with your automobile or with your bank account or with your investments, but I can certainly help you on gardening. And my calendar has it all on, you got a cover and a back cover, so I guess it's 14 pages front and back, whatever it is. You have all of that information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A lovely wall calendar you can hang anywhere in your house as a calendar. And I realize a lot of people use the calendars on their phones primarily, but here is a reference calendar. It's not a reference book, but a reference calendar of when to do all these important tasks, and several hundred bullets telling you when to do all these things month by month. Lovely calendar. I saved my best photos for the calendar. We have a few boxes, not many, of the calendar left, and they're going to go out very, very quickly. And so I'm giving you this opportunity. You're going to save one third on the calendar when you buy it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We have extra folks at the office today, so call right now, 1-800-752-GROW. $38.95 is what you will pay for the 1-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine and the calendar and all of that information, 12,000 words of when to do things. All of it for just $38.95 and $3 postage. But you need to call before 11 before we run out of calendars. This calendar alone will cover the cost of the entire offer because you'll make great decisions of when to do things. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Keeping the moisture level around your house constant is essential for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Find out how easily and inexpensively you can make a foundation watering system by going to foundationrepairs.com. Of course, if you need repairs, Advanced is the best with a transferable warranty that's good for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. You know, if you have foundation issues, and that is a wonderful company, I would also recommend that if your shade trees are anywhere nearby and there's any recommendation of any kind of work done on the tree so that the roots are not an issue, have Arborological Services on call. They are the best in tree service. They are the best. I have a lot of friends who work, and one friend who owns Arborological Services, a lot of friends who work there, and they are just the best in the business. They have 10 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. I don't know of a company that has that many. I don't know how many a lot of companies have. It's not something I pay attention to other than with this fine sponsor. They have college-degree plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. I know that they lead their industry. In fact, one of the big awards that's given out each year in the state of Texas is named for their founder and owner, Steve Hauser. Two other people have been selected as Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas. They're just the best. For routine tree work all the way to very sophisticated consultation, damage appraisal, lightning arrest, limb cabling, whatever it is, they do it better than anybody around. Let me do Facebook first. It's Arborological Services, Inc. That's INC. Twitter, they're at The Tree Experts, with no spaces. On the web, arborological.com. And on the phone, the Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. And again, it is Arborological Services.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
Thank you, Mary. Actually, it's up to 34,000 now, and we'd love to have you there if you're not already at eGardens. Our next issue comes out Thursday evening at 10 o'clock, and I will be working on my part of it starting this afternoon. I'll work on it a good bit this afternoon and evening, and then on through this week. So Neil Sperry's eGardens, free and always will be. We won't spam you. Sign up at neilsperry.com. Rubles Plants. RUIBAL'S. Rubles Plants is where Dallas goes for plants. And you know what? I suspect that it's a lot more than just Dallas. Michael Ruble began selling bedding plants with a small truck in a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market. I've talked to him about that. And he said we were really small then. One truckload at a time, one customer at a time, and the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants would be found at Rubles. And now, two decades later, they've expanded the farmer's market location. No kidding. It's huge and it's fabulous. They've added two locations in Lakewood and on Lemon Avenue. And all three locations, they have firewood for cold nights and the patio's Italian fired chimeneas. I think they're from Italy. I don't know what Italian fired means, unless that's what it is. Rubles grows their bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown. And that's not a farm like you're thinking of. That is a greenhouse range like I was thinking of in college. That's what I wanted to do. They beat me to it, and they have done it perfectly. It's incredible. New plants are delivered daily. Come see the wonderful inventory of shrubs. Our landscape division can deliver and plant all of your new plants. Right now at the Farmers Market location gift store, they have pots, plants, planters, statuary, and garden decorations of all types. Open 8 to 6 every day of the year. Farmers Market is at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. Lakewood, they're at 7219 East Grand. And Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue. For more information, 214-744-9100. 214-744-9100. Go to rubles.com, RUIBALS.com, for special events and special pricing and announcements. And they want to expand their reputation for excellence, both in service and the quality of plants and products, because Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I think our computer is out of sync by one break, and that's what happened there. So I am back with you now live, and we're going to roll with this one. Give you the phone number one more time at 214-787-1820, 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Verizon, it's pound 820. Give us a call now, won't you, please? We'd love to hear from you. We go to Steve in McKinney. Steve, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help?
Well, I've kind of got a landscape, I don't know, kind of question. My wife is wanting to put a kind of a circle drive through our front yard that meets up with our existing driveway.
Okay.
I've got two big trees in the front yard, a Shumard red oak and a live oak. And it's got to the point where it's so shady, nothing will grow except some Mondo grass and weeds. The driveway itself be kind of circular, but I'm not going to go with concrete. It'll either be some type of gravel with or paver borders with like crushed granite in the middle. My question is, the driveway would have to come within probably 2 feet, 2.5 feet of these trees.
I have a circular part of our driveway that we added about 20 years ago or 15, 18 years ago. With pavestone, and It comes through a pecan forest. It comes within a foot of several trees, and because the pavers don't have to go down very far, and just by careful engineering of where it went in terms of not plowing right through a tree, I put the crew on alert. Don't bang into the trees.
Right.
I didn't see any suffer at all.
And okay.
Since we've had to go back and retrofit the driveway, and I'm gonna have to do it one more time because the roots of one pecan tree are lifting the pavers in one area, probably 2 feet by 2 feet. I'll just put a semicircle there, and allow it. I've got plenty of room to get around. This is not a problem. This is a perfect example, Steve, of where I would talk to the tree specialist that I just did the ad for.
Right. I have them look before.
All right, then use them again and have them hold your hand through this thing and say, all right, here's what you can do. They'll know how to probe the soil and find the major roots. They'll say, all right, you need to warn them here and there. And then I'd get a really good installer of one of the pavers. And I did pavers over the whole thing. Pavers are permeable. They allow water and they allow air in and out. Even concrete won't kill a tree unless you just absolutely surround the tree and it stays waterlogged. That's the problem. It allows the water to get in. It can't get out. But the pavers have worked famously for me and for others that have used them, who have used them.
Okay. Well, that's basically what I needed to know was...
If you want to call my office tomorrow, my magazine office, and talk to our sales rep or her assistant, we can give you a referral to a really good installer. And I don't do that on the air.
Well, that'd be great.
My screener doesn't know that. You know what? Hang on, and I can during the news break I'll give them that name, and they can give it to you right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I wanted to also let you know I've talked to you several times, and last time I talked to you, I was going to cut down a 40-year-old redbud tree that's all gnarled up and stuff, and you were interested in it for your pin making. And if I still haven't cut it down, but you're still, when I do, you're going to get it.
I appreciate that. The burl that happens in red buds as they age is beautiful. Red bud wood is not very pretty until it burls, and boy, it's gorgeous then. All right, same number for the office will work, and I'm about to give that number in this ad. So just call that number tomorrow, and you'll be all fixed.
Okay, thank you
very much, Steve. All right, that opens his line. If you'd like to call, call right now. The next segment is the one where we can take several calls, so don't be reluctant. I could use several calls right now. I'd love to hear from you. 214-787-1820, 800-288-9227, 800-288-WBAP. Verizon is the pound sign and 820. Our home landscape school is this coming Saturday, 6 days from now. It is sponsored by Scott's Miracle-Gro and their new product, Expand and Grow Planting Mix. Now, this is the landscape school where Dr. Steve George and I, Steve is with Texas A&M. He's the landscape horticulturist there and the father of the Earthkind Rose program and Earthkind program. And Steve and I will teach you during that all-day session at the Plano Center next Saturday. We'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. You're going to become a map maker. You're going to the roadmap to your landscaping future. You'll know how to lay out a landscape plan to scale. You will know how to define the use areas of your landscape. We'll teach you how to design beds around your home, either whether you're doing or redoing a landscape. We will teach you how to get privacy and how to have hard surfaces, what plants are best. We'll teach it to you in that all-day class at the Plano Center next Saturday. The class then is followed up a couple weeks later on February 11 or 12 with a consultation with a landscaping professional. We have a bunch of them signed up, and they will be coming in on February 11, 12 to the Dallas Arboretum. You'll meet one-on-one with them, and you'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project and the knowledge of how to do additional projects in the future. Jimmy Turner will speak next Saturday at noon. He'll talk about the best annuals and perennials for Texas landscaping. I'm going to talk about how to have perfect Texas turf. Those are both add-on bonuses for this all-day event next Saturday, January 28th, at the Plano Center. Consultations February 11, 12. Your choice of one or the other of those dates at the Dallas Arboretum. You even get tickets for two to the Dallas Arboretum while you're there. One person, $179. Two people, $219. And you need to call today before 11 to register. You can also register at neilsperry.com. The phone number to call is the same phone number you call to get our calendar offer, and that is 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I suspect that there are those among you who are thinking about replacing your old window treatments, whether it was shutters or blinds of some sort or something else, with the new state-of-the-art plantation-style shutters. Well, let me tell you, we can take the state-of-the-art to a different state, to a different level, to a different notch by referring you to Sunburst shutters made from Polywood. Polywood is designed specifically for shutter application, and it is a proprietary product of Sunburst shutters. It is a man-made product. It looks like wood. If you touch it, you'll say, that's the best finish I've ever felt on wood. If you stand 18 inches away, you can't tell that it isn't wood. And yet it won't warp, it won't crack or split or rot or anything. It just works, and it works beautifully. Plantation-style shutters from Sunburst Shutters are 2.5 or 3.5 or 4.5 inch louver width. And they'll bring samples to your home of each louver width. They'll hold them in the windows for you to show you that the bigger the louver, the fewer the lines. Of course, if it's a small room, you probably want to go with the smaller louvers just for proportion and scale. They will help you. And when they measure the windows, they give you a price right there on site. And every window will be measured exactly and precisely. And the shutters are fit to the, I don't know what it is. It must be about 1/128th of an inch. You couldn't put a piece of paper in the gaps, and yet you can operate them with one finger. Easy to clean? Yes. Am I excited? Yes. Is my wife excited? even more than I am. Sunburst Shutters. And the phone number to call, they'll come to your home or give you directions to their showroom, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. Time now for Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Jerry?
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 9:35. Joe Paterno, who racked up more wins than anyone else in major college football but was fired from Penn State this past fall, has died. He was 85. His family released a statement this morning announcing his death. Fannin County officials are waiting for the Dallas County Medical Examiner to confirm that three bodies found yesterday near Sherman are those of a missing Fannin County family. The man and two women have been missing since last weekend, a fourth family member under arrest in Louisiana. Newt Gingrich, coming off his win in the South Carolina primary, saying no matter who wins the GOP nomination, the ultimate goal is to beat President Obama in November.
Beating Barack Obama has to be the number one mission of the Republican Party. A second term for Barack Obama will be a disaster for this country.
Gingrich making his comments on NBC's Meet the Press. Florida holds the next primary January 31st. WBAP News Time, 9:36.
Well, no accident stalls or delays to slow you down right now. Not even construction causing problems this morning. This report brought to you by Constant Contact. Want to keep a steady flow of traffic walking through your small business's door? Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media to give your organization the tools and coaching that you'll need to succeed. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started today. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie Linden on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather In Touch forecast. It's looking fairly good today. Windy but warm with a high of 75. That wind advisory starts at 10 o'clock this morning, goes till 7. Sustained winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear and 40 tonight, sunny and 65 tomorrow when the rain starts Tuesday evening. Right now, we've got cloudy skies, 55 degrees. It's 9:37. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Now boarding Emirates Nonstop from Dallas to Dubai.
Now the only thing between me and Dubai
is a gourmet meal,
a nice glass of wine,
and all these movies with time to actually watch them.
Finally, one flight to Dubai with zero stops along the way.
Emirates introduces the first non-stop flight from Dallas to Dubai, bringing the world right to your doorstep starting February 2nd. Visit emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
You need to contact Dalworth Clean. Used to be Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, and indeed my ad is going to be for their carpet cleaning service. It's $29 per area for five areas of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. They have taken this to the best equipment, the best trained. I've been through their entire facility. It took us a two-hour tour for James Smith to show us all the things that they do now at their headquarters. Now, mind you, you don't take your house to their headquarters, but they have built two houses there. They have a house for their Dalworth Restoration Division that is called their flood house, and they flood it, and then they show their technicians how to dry the carpet and the walls and all of that. That's an example of this great and big company. They are just the best. And then all the way through hard surface floors, let me just tell you what it says here in my ad copy. They can clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. And so if you have a calamity, it's Dalworth Restoration, same phone number. If you have need for cleaning or if you have need for new flooring, you can call that same number. But right now, they're special. $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet cleaning. Book online at dalworth.com, and you can do that right now, and there are additional savings there. Or you can call them tomorrow morning at 214 or 817, and then Metro 267-8433. 267-8433. And remember, Dalworth Fine Floors, Justin Siffert, the manager, has a storefront location, and they are incredible. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean, and that's Dalworth.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Rackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
Good people, one and all. Thank you, my friends. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Again, the numbers, 214-787-1820. 214-787-1820. The long-distance number, the toll-free number, I guess is the current vernacular as of about 1980, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. On a Verizon phone, you hit the pound sign and then 820, and we go to Jeffrey in Rockwall. Jeffrey, this is Neil. Good morning. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Sperry.
Good morning.
Hey, sir. I lost most of my front yard last year. It was Bermuda grass to grubs. So I'm going to have to replace it. And I was just going to get your feeling. I'll either go with St. Augustine because I have two beautiful cedar elms in the front, or the zoysia. I don't know how you feel about that grass, sir.
I like zoysias very much. I've always said that we do not have an A-plus grass. We have a lot of A-minus grasses that have a blemish or two, all of them. And my buddy St. Augustine, which is what I would prefer to have, probably is a B-plus at best. People who've listened to me for a while have heard me use the same line. It's like a lot of our other friends. It has a lot of baggage. And still, I want it because of the allergy issues that I don't have when I mow it and when I work around on it that I do with Bermuda. Zoysias are making progress. There's a lot of research being done on zoysias. There are a lot of choices. And I don't have a problem. If somebody wants to grow zoysias, they're more expensive. They're a little slower to cover. And they're brown longer in the wintertime, but they're very pretty. They're intermediate in many respects to Bermuda and St. Augustine. They're intermediate in texture. They're intermediate in shade tolerance. They won't tolerate shade as well as St. Augustine, but they will tolerate more shade than Bermuda will. So, you know, if all of that is a match for you, then the varieties Zorro and El Toro are a couple of the really good ones. And there are some others as well. I would certainly deal with a professional sod vendor.
Oh, I will,
I'd
sir.
Do some Toro research,
and El
yeah.
Toro. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'd do some additional research I think Palisades is the other one that my friend Jim McAfee recommends. I believe that's the third one.
Right.
I'd do that research ahead of time. I probably would go to Aggie Horticulture on the Internet and just enter Zoysia, and you'll find a lot of good information that way through the A&M website.
I appreciate it, sir.
All right. I'm glad you called. Thank you, Jeffrey. Let's go to Sean in Plano. Sean, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
Hello, Neil. Can you hear me?
I can. Perfectly. How can I help you?
Excellent. Neil, I've got an issue in my backyard. We're trying to figure out what kind of a tree to put in. It's an easterly exposure, and it would be on the in a planted area right on the edge of a concrete patio.
Okay.
And we're trying to think of a tree, a nicely shaped but not that tall of a tree, and we're thinking along the lines of a desert willow or a possumaw holly or even an Oklahoma redbud or anything that you could recommend.
All right, I'm not a big fan of desert willows. They don't have a shape. They have a shape of a plant that, you know, they have morning hair look to them. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just it's totally personal taste. And they're not really trees. They're big shrubs. They would block your view of your yard. I like Oklahoma Redbud. I think it'd be very attractive. It tends to have low branching, if that's any concern to you, in terms of being able to see out into your yard. You mentioned the patio. I don't know whether, how high do the branches need to be for this tree to be successful for you?
We probably would like it to get up to maybe 15 feet tall.
All right, and then where will the lowest branches be? Do you want to be able to see under it, out into the yard,
yeah,
or around it easily? All right, let me work with that in mind then. I think Oklahoma Redbud would get bigger than that. I know it would, and so you need a little more room than that. It'll get 15 to 20 feet tall and 30 feet wide. But it's a lovely tree. It would definitely be a tree. Possum Haw Holly, you'd want the variety called Warren's Red, W-A-R-R-E-N apostrophe S. It is a big shrub, and so you're going to see multiple trunks. It's kind of like a tree form crepe myrtle in its growth form. I would normally recommend a crepe myrtle, but if it's right beside the patio, you'd be sweeping up or blowing off the petals all the time. So in this one case, I'll say put it farther away from the patio. But Possum Haw Holly would be beautiful. Get the variety Warren's Red. Another plant, regular Yaupon, would be very attractive. If you want a small tree that would be 10 to 15 feet tall and very distinctly a tree form, you would want to get... you would want to get, or at least look at Nellie R. Stevens Holly as a tree form plant. You'll have to look a little bit to find them. Just dawned on me, I didn't give the information I was going to during the news break to my screener, and so I'm hesitant to put you back on hold and try to get that to the screener, but I will do that. You know what, hang on, and during this next break, I'm going to ask that they make sure I give it to them. But anyway, there's only one place I've seen Treeform Nellie R. Stevens sold. Those are good things. Then Teddy Bear Magnolia. If you want a tree 20 feet tall and 12 feet wide, or 18 feet tall, 12 feet wide, Teddy Bear Magnolia would be great. I didn't realize that list was going to be as long as it was. I just kind of did a monologue there. Sean, in that group, there'd be some wonderful plants for you.
Okay. Thank you, Neil.
I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. And hang on now. Don't hang up on him. And I'll mention where the Nellie R. Stevens Hollies are. It's next hour that I'll do the ad for that sponsor. Let me give you the information on my magazine offer right now as we're closing down the calendar offer for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. I revised all of the information, completely retyped every bit of it. There's absolutely no copy and paste from any other prior year's calendar because there's so many things that have changed, and I wanted to add a lot of information as well. This is more information than I've ever put in a calendar before. 12,000 words. That's more than 70,000 characters, hundreds of bullets of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've never seen my annual garden calendar, this is my 29th annual one. This one has about three times as much information as the first one did, for example, and 20% more than last year. If you've never seen it, it's a lovely wall calendar. It looks like the other fine quality calendars that you would buy, but this one has all the information down at the bottom of the grid page, so that it really serves a function in helping you be successful in gardening. So there is all of the information on the calendar. You save one-third on it today until 11 if you buy it with a one-year new or a one-year renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Your satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny. Call while we still have calendars available. Call before 11 today. $38.95 plus $3 postage. That's all you have to pay. The calendar alone will pay for itself and the whole offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. Call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion? Like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up-to-the-fire reads. But it's downright chilly. It's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick. They love Half Price Books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. 20 neighborhood stores, including Firewheel, Frisco, and Mansfield. Find out more at hpb.com.
My name is Samantha, and I'm a recovering addict alcoholic. Before Serenity High, I wasn't in school at all. I dropped out of school, and I was in a lot of trouble with the law court system, and I didn't really have anything going for me, and it just wasn't good. I found out about Serenity High through my IOP and my probation officer, and they just told me it was an amazing school. The staff at Serenity, they help you with your school day. It's more of a one-on-one kind of thing. Serenity High has definitely given me a lot of tools to help me see the goals I want for myself, and it's definitely given me tools to go after that goal and make it happen. For more information, call our principal, Julie, at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
If you are the parent of or grandparent of a youngster who's at rehab right now and just saying, where can that child go when they get out of rehab? I don't think the old school is the right place. That's what Serenity High is all about. It's the nation's only public recovery high school that we know of that's in a public school setting, and it's open to students from many, many school districts, almost all of the Collin County ISDs, with one very visible exception. And so there are 15 districts that partner with McKinney ISD so that their students can come when needed. If you're on a school board, you don't pay anything for your student to attend until there is a student who needs a school. So it's not like you're being assessed any kind of a price. It is just a really spectacular school. I hope that you will look at serenityhigh.org. Also, I hope you'll call us right now. This hour has been just the opposite of last hour, where the phones were filled all the time. It's been kind of quiet, so I guess people are stirring around right now and heading out for various things. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Verizon is #820. Norway Irrigation. I've known Bill Jensen 41 years. Bill is a dear friend, and he is ultimate class. When Norway Irrigation does something, they do it with the best equipment, the best background, the best training. More than 30 years, Norway Irrigation has been known for the best sprinkler systems in the North Texas area. They use weathermatic equipment. That puts them at that high level, and their people are carefully trained. They have all certified people. They all have gotten the certification that you have, that you want to look for when you deal with irrigation contractors. Norway Irrigation is just the best. They stand for quality service and affordability, and I am one of thousands of happy customers. If I have a new system going in, I call Bill and the folks at Norway Irrigation. If I have anything other than just cleaning the heads on my sprinkler system, just any kind of maintenance that I can't handle, I call them right away. My recommendation to you would be, call now, run an irrigation audit on your sprinkler system. Water is precious to us always, especially right now. Norway Irrigation can help you. They can retrofit by installing a smart controller. They can retrofit by installing low volume use heads. They can help you. They know what it takes. And if it's a new installation, nobody will do it better. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation. 972-446-3292. We go back to our phone lines now. We go to Don in Richardson. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for calling. How can I help?
I've got two dogs that love running up and down the fence on the side of my yard. It's facing east. And besides putting mulch down, would blackberries or something like that grow there that could take some abuse?
What else is along the fence?
Right now, nothing. I've just got St. Augustine planted, and I had it planted to the fence, but after about 3 months, now it's a dirt trail.
Okay. What would happen if you put some hollies or something else that was prickly as a landscape along the edge of the bed? The dogs are there just patrolling the fence because they hear sounds outside. I'm not sure you're ever going to solve the problem, but if you were to put some kind of barricades in that would make them go out of their way, my concern would be that they would just run in front of the hollies and your pathway would move closer to the house.
Yeah.
Another option would be to put a bed, and what I did when we lived in an urban area, I'm in the country now, what we did in the urban area was I put a crescent-shaped bed across the back of our yard on one side, and the plants were set into the yard by several feet, 3 or 4 feet, and the dogs could run behind them. Okay. And I didn't have a dog much of the time that we were there, but that is what would work, and that's what I have recommended to people. The other option, but it's not, I don't know how you're going to solve it, would be one of the in-ground fencing systems. You can at least keep them out of certain areas, but I don't think it's going to keep them from running there, whatever is left to them. So it's just,
yeah,
they're dogs.
I was hoping to maybe, I don't even know if blackberries grow here.
Well,
like
blackberries,
that.
Yeah, blackberries do beautifully for you, but they're not attractive. If this is a pretty part of your yard, I love blackberries, and they ought to be in every garden. They're one of the best fruit crops that we have, but they're not attractive. So that's why the hollies, I thought, might be a better solution for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the side of the house. The only place that would see it would be one bedroom window.
All right, then fill it up with blackberries. They would be terrific. You want to go with one of the varieties like Kiowa or Arapaho. Let's see, which one of those is thornless? That wouldn't do you any good. But those are, and Navajo, I think... I know, you know what, Arapaho and Navajo are thornless. Kiowa is very thorny, so you want Kiowa, K-I-O-W-A. It's the best adapted thorny variety.
Cool.
So, all right, good luck with them.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. Brian and Lucas, please wait. I need to talk to you about buffalo grass. We really need to visit. I'd love to talk to you. Please wait. Folks, we have lines open. If you call now, I know you'll get on. You'll get on fairly quickly. 214-787-1820, 800-288-WBAP. Verizon is #820. Sign up at neilsperry.com for my free electronic newsletter, eGardens. We'll be back after the news.